You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a COVID-19 coronavirus update, I'm Matt Fidler. As of this weekend, there have been 14 confirmed coronavirus infections in Butte County. Glenn County public official has received lab confirmation of a COVID-19 case in a healthcare worker who resides in Glenn County. Glenn County Public Health is conducting contact tracing of those who have had close sustained contact with this case. The individual who tested positive for COVID-19 is between the age 18 and 49 and resides in the north part of the county. Glenn County now has 3 confirmed cases and 49 negative results. But this is likely a severe undercount because of the lack of testing and testing centers available here in the North State. As you could see from those Glenn County results, that means only 52 tests have actually been conducted. But because the North State does not have a huge population density, it seems that we may be able to avoid the worst as long as we keep following those CDC recommendations. Staying at home, avoid people outside our homes, washing our hands for 20 seconds with soap and water, covering our sneezes and our coughs with a tissue, disinfecting frequently touched surfaces, and of course we should be maintaining a distance of at least 6 feet from other people while out, even if we're wearing a mask. And we should be wearing a mask to protect others just in case we may be spreading the disease without even knowing that we have it. To keep from going nuts during the shelter-in-place warning and to keep our local economy going, consider buying locally. Many stores and restaurants are providing pickup service, including Chico's The Little Red Hen, where you can order some games for your kids to play with and pick it up curbside. I think this is better than ordering things on Amazon because it supports our community. Thank you for doing that. Speaking of community, here's some information from the office of Butte College President Samia Yacoub. Butte College has transitioned to remote instruction, and we will continue our semester and help you get through this challenging time. Our faculty is determined to help our students succeed and is working with students to ensure their success. We are asking those students who do not have internet access or a computer to let their instructors know as soon as possible. Here's a few numbers if you want to write them down if you're a Butte College student and need some information. The Student Health Center, the number is area code 530-895-2441. The number for the Student Support Center is 895-2511. Of course, that's all a 530 number. 895-2511 for the Student Support Center. You can call the Glenn Center at area code 530, of course, 879-6266. And of course, butte.edu for if you do have a computer. Wishing all the students good luck from elementary school to college and beyond. I know this is a hard time and it's probably not how you're expecting to finish off your education, but it's going to be unique and you're going to remember it. So stay safe out there, North State. We can get through this. For KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting in Chico.